This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. After an emotional election season, educators in North Carolina and around the country are figuring out how best to address the results of the presidential race in their classrooms. Some school systems in North Carolina have issued guidance for teachers. Others have sent messages of support for students and their families. WUNC education reporter Lisa Phillip is here to tell us more. Lisa, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are school communities in the state responding to the results of the election?
Well, here in Durham, specifically, the superintendent sent out a message to the school community, basically reaffirming its sort of commitment to being an inclusive place for all students to learn, despite, you know, whether they are English-speaking families or not, whether they're refugee families. And according to the school representative, that was prompted by teacher reports that attendance had been low among, in particular, English language learners who, of course, you know, are new to the country. And in Durham, especially, this was important because English language learners make up more than 10% of the student population.
English language learners, so people for whom English is not a first language.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So this, I mean, this gets to the point that this is an extraordinary election with, and obviously you had Donald Trump using language that was seen as hate speech by many. It is frightening to people to hear the way he speaks about others. You don't have to issue directives ordinarily when there's a new president, but in this case, this is a response to what teachers were seeing in the classroom. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, with many school systems, they had said, you know, it wasn't necessarily a response to teacher reports about attendance, but just the fact that this was in particular an emotional election season. And, you know, schools across the country had seen bullying incidents were up. You know, some people call this the Trump effect. So this was a way, in Durham's case, to sort of preempt those sort of instances, as well as, you know, deal with this problem of attendance and just make sure that these families in particular were comfortable sending their children to school.
Now, in Durham, there was a specific incident involving a teacher and her response to the election, right? Tell us what happened there.
Yes, that's right. So a middle school teacher in Durham was in class on Wednesday and apparently got very emotional and went on a rant about the results of the presidential election. She said something to the effect that students were laughing about the results now, but in 10 years they would be crying. And a student caught this rant on a recording. And so as a result, the teacher was suspended. And the superintendent, in a statement about the incident, referred back to his message that he had sent previously about, you know, the school system being an inclusive place for all students, parents, teachers, no matter what perspective they're taking on this election.
Have we seen any other specific incidents of bias or racism in North Carolina schools following this election?
You know, I haven't heard of any specific incidents in this state, but around the country, there have been incidents emerge, or at least reports of incidents emerging. In Detroit, a parent reported that some students formed a basically a physical wall, I think linked arms, and blocked Latino students from entering their junior high. And then also in California, parents at a school there alleged that white students had brought deportation letters to that school to hand out to Latino students.
All right. And what about immigrant students? How are they responding? Do we know?
Well, increasingly, there are reports emerging of students who are just coming to school fearing basically for themselves and their families, because even though they might not be undocumented and may not be affected by Trump's policies, their parents might. And so, for example, in Arkansas, a second grader there who is of Mexican descent told her teacher, she came in, I think, on the day after the election and asked, is my family going to have to move all of our things out of our house? And this is a second grader. And the teacher just responded, you know, trying to reassure the student that she wouldn't be affected. And reporters in other cities, Baltimore, New York, are reporting similar situations with student responses there. They're just fearing for their futures, basically.
What about Muslim families, families who might come to school with headdress, either parents or students? Any repercussions there?
I'd heard reports during the campaign of that occurring, and I did hear, you know, very secondhand of certain instances, but I haven't heard anything in particular targeting Muslim students yet.
Lisa Phillip, WNC Education Reporter. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much again for having me.